7. Office hours. Listen to a conversation between a student and a professor. Fill in the diagram with the information that you hear.
Professor Bentley, can I come in and ask you about the research paper for your political science class?
Of course, Meredith. Are you having problems with the paper?
Kind of. It's just so long. I feel overwhelmed. I don't really know where to start on it. I've been working on the research for a while, but I don't know what to include and what to leave out.
Well, to start with, what is your paper going to be about?
I decided to cover the political structure of France. There's plenty of information, but it's almost too much. I mean, you mentioned that you wanted a section on the country's history, but France has so many years of history. I just don't know how to narrow it down.
Well, since the overall paper is not supposed to exceed 40 pages, including footnotes and all, you could devote around 10 pages to the history. Try going through the research and sketching a timeline for the development of France.
I'm not sure how that will help. It would take forever to make an accurate historical timeline.
Well, that's true, if you put in everything that ever happened. Instead, eliminate all the extra stuff, you know, that didn't really have much to do with how the country formed. Just put in the big events, like the French Revolution or any other major power shifts. Even the more minor wars don't need to be covered. The history of the country is just supposed to give, kind of a background for the political structures.
Okay, I can do that. Oh yeah, what kinds of sources are best? I have a lot of different kinds, but I've heard that you prefer certain ones.
Yes, I do. I don't want any random websites or magazine articles. All of your information should be from academic sources, like academic journals, quarterlies, and research publications. Also, you can use educational websites, such as those posted by other universities. Otherwise, I really don't want any online resources. Books are always fine, of course. Our library has a good selection, but then I'm sure you've probably already found them.
Yeah, but how should I organize the information? I know that the requirements for the paper include the history, the country's future political outlook, and how the different parts of the government interact, but I don't see how that will transition very well.
Well, that's really for you to determine, but I think I would start with the history, then describe the type of government in the country, how it functions, and finish with the outlook. It seems to kind of go in an order that is logical. You want to make sure that you don't start describing something that your reader hasn't been properly introduced to establish a basis for what follows. Your reader has to have some concept of what you're talking about.
That sounds good. I just don't know how I'm going to get a 40-page paper done in the next 4 weeks.
Meredith, I told the class about this research paper at the beginning of the semester. I even gave you an example so that you would know how extensive it would be. You should have a good portion of it, at least 20 pages, written already. It's worth 50% of your grade, after all.
I know, and I did start researching it right away, but then I got overwhelmed and spent too much time going through all that information before I came to talk to you.
I'm sure that if you try hard, you can get it done in time. I would suggest you get busy, though. Set a goal for a certain number of pages to complete each day. That should help keep you on the right track. Just make sure that you leave yourself enough time to read over it and make any corrections it needs.
I will. Thanks for your help, Professor Bentley. I have to go. I have a literature class in 10 minutes, but I appreciate your advice.
Oh, you're welcome. I'll see you in class, Meredith.
1. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Kind of. It's just so long. I feel overwhelmed. I don't really know where to start on it. I've been working on the research for a while, but I don't know what to include and what to leave out.
Why does the student say this?
It's just so long. I feel overwhelmed.
Two. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Try going through the research and sketching a timeline for the development of France.
I'm not sure how that will help. It would take forever to make an accurate historical timeline.
What is the purpose of the student's response? Three. Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
You should have a good portion of it, at least 20 pages, written already. It's worth 50% of your grade after all.
Why does the professor say this?
It's worth 50% of your grade after all.